religion and tradition of men that practice. I'm trying to think of the thing they call this new rule, you know, you don't do anything on Sunday. What do they call it? Yeah. And if you do anything on Sunday, you go to hell. I remember. And we did that. I mean, you walk in what light you have. See, hear me. I'm not trying to beat up nobody because my dad and them, and because dad is, we thought he bent the rules a little bit because he's pretty aggressive. When he comes to work, he's pretty aggressive. He is. But there were some people you couldn't get them hard to drink water on Sunday. But when you get free and know the truth, it don't make no difference what day you ever, what you do on Monday, you ought to be, what you do on Sunday, you ought to be doing that Monday. Because see, you've been made a new creature. You've been brought over into this realm with God. God does everything Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and he's been doing it for eternity. And he'll keep on doing it. And see, I've changed what happened. I've been changed like him. I don't have a certain day I do stuff. I do stuff every day. Do you hear what I'm saying? So, we better get on with this because I have to come back and get some of the rest of it later on. He said back in John Gospel chapter 6 and verse 34, he said, then he said unto them, then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. See, sometimes people ask for stuff they don't know what they're asking for. They think they're asking for what they think because they are thinking carnal and he's talking spiritual. I'm going to say it again. They are thinking carnal thinking, religious thinking, like what they've been doing, what they think is bread. You hear what I'm saying? But he was talking a language that this carnal mind can't get it. I am the bread. Now watch it. If they had received it, they wouldn't have got offended. And see, when you get offended, when you get offended at the word, that means you are truly religious. Because when God is teaching you something, you never get offended at the one that's teaching you how to live. He the one called you into this life. Who knows the life? Who knows this life better than he does? He is the life giver. And you should, if you get offended at the word, and then sometimes, I'm not going to spare nothing. And sometimes we get up here and preach it with offense and mess the folks up. I ain't got no ministry. I have no right to stand up here trying to preach it to you with an offense. Presenting this word in an offensive way. It should be in a way to set you free. Because you're too precious to God to be contaminated with junk. He wants you to grow up in the blessing that he's given you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe after today, the scripture is going to mean more to you than it meant to you in the past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, I'm the bread of life. You know, they said, forevermore, give us that bread. He said, well, I'm the bread of life. Boy, and they got offended. You just hold on. You see, he that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. See, he's just telling the truth. All that the Father has given me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will what? Now can't you see how the devil had beat you up over your salvation? And you know, you say, I know I gave my heart to Jesus, but he'd been beating you up. You ain't saved. You ain't saved. If you were saved, you this, you that. All right. And we have too many too many messing over God's precious jewel, not telling them the truth. Say, I don't need to be feeding you some religious stuff. I need to tell you the truth. That's the only thing going to set you free. I don't need to be trying. I don't need to try to clean you up with my teaching. You hear what I'm saying now? See, if we are not careful, we'll try to teach and clean folks up ourselves the way we say. It ain't my job to clean you up. It's the word going to clean you up. It's the word going to enlighten you. My job makes sure I tell it right with the anointing so it will give light. But if I tell it in a way and it's just dead religion, what you think deadness is going to produce? Some more dead stuff. And you come in here dead in that air and leave dead because I didn't bring life to it. Because the word of God is the only word that can bring life. Hallelujah. We can, I thank God that we do praise him, but we can work something up in the flesh, and all it is a bunch of flesh. And everybody go out because they've been to the Michael Jackson show. Or the Beatles. Or James Brown. Or you know what I mean? The kids are, what is he talking about? I'm talking about the thing that I used to listen to. I don't know about 50 Cent now. And he's old. And all these newcomers, I don't have a clue because I'm not interested in what they're doing. I'm interested in getting them saved. Amen. All right, let's go on. Where did I stop at? Verse what? 37? Yeah. I come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which has what he has given me, should lose nothing. Let me read that again. That all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up when? Again at the last day. Is that right? And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him. Do you hear this? See, Jesus was telling people how to get saved and how to know you're saved. How many? This is the will of him that sent me. This is why God sent Jesus. This is God's will. This is who will? God's will. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and what? Believeth on him may have what? And I will raise him up at the last day. Here we go. I told you they were coming. The Jews did what? At him. And what did they say? Because he said, I'm the bread which cometh down from heaven. Came to his own received him not. Told them, I'm the bread that God, you've been talking about, writing about, and reading about, and prophesying about throughout all that old book. Here I am. They start murmuring against him. And they said, is not this Jesus, son of Joseph, the father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I come down from heaven? Because he said it and it was true. Jesus therefore what? Answered and said unto them. Murmur not among yourself. I the one said it. What you mumbling among yourself? Come talk to me. Boy, this is, are we gonna judge ourselves? We are going to do what? We're going to judge ourselves.